everybody. Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching International, and I'm coming to you with another one of my leadership podcasts. You're really going to enjoy this one. It's going to bring back some great memories. Today is entitled Square Peg, Round Hole. When it comes to leadership, there's no time to babble. Have you ever seen a toddler playing with a shape sorter? Or perhaps just now you're remembering back to your early days when you, in fact, had those wonderful colored blocks of different shapes and sizes. Do you remember how much fun it was to match by trial and error the different shapes into the assorted choices? Or let me take it even a couple of steps further. As you spend time with your youngsters, or perhaps even now you're spending time with your grandchildren, helping them to sort out the different shapes and sizes of triangles, stars, squares, and circles, and put them into the appropriate configured holes. The concept is very simple, and yet until the child has practiced and developed coordination, it can be difficult for him or her to align the shapes correctly to fit through the holes. And of course, that's where you come in. It was also with great satisfaction that we enjoyed those youngsters learning, and even when we were young, learning what went where as well. And then we grew up. Sometimes leadership, or the position we hold at the job or activity we are involved in, can feel like trying to fit the right block into the right hole. How am I supposed to do this as the leader? What should I do? How will I be successful? How will I handle the pressure? Why aren't the pieces fitting the right way? In other words, how will I stop trying to force that square peg into the round hole? Well, the answer is quite simple. If instead of succumbing to pressures, I choose to distill things down to their essential elements, and to do that, I need to keep it simple. I remember back in the military, we used to use an acronym, KISS, which stood for Keep It Simple. Oh, I know you're wondering what the other S stood for. Well, I'll let your imagination think on that one. So I'm going to suggest that you persist and line yourself up with a plan of action. Let's face it. Pounding that square peg into the round hole is not going to make things work more smoothly. If anything, it's going to make things harder when you try to pull that peg out from frustration. And of course, out of frustration, you become more and more determined to make that doggone thing fit into that hole no matter what the shape. I guess you'll show them. I remember the old saying that when you act like a hammer, everything in your life becomes a nail. And doesn't this lead to wasted time? Time will be a factor in working things out. Time to plan and think things through. You will need to settle down and allow some quiet to filter through you and realign yourself with what your goal is and the reason for the actions you will take. Even if you have fallen short in the past, is no reason to keep doing what you are doing. As the saying goes, if you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. So listen closely, please. Take the time needed to realign yourself. Take some deep breaths. Seek to commit yourself to being successful. And if necessary, think back to those early days as a child when you were developing those skills and realized that it was easier to fit the right block into the right hole. So for more information on how our working together will be of value to you, reach out, contact me at intentionalgrowth@icloud.com and we can arrange a complimentary coaching session and chat about putting the right pegs into the right holes. So until next time, this is Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching International.
Make it a great, wonderful, significant rest of your day. And remember, you don't need to hammer everything in your daily routine. Bye for now.